welcome to the Empower Her Fitness podcast. I'm your host, Aoife, and this is episode number 55. And oh my God, it is my favorite time of the year. It is only 4 weeks until Christmas. I hope you guys love that Christmas jingle as much as I do, because I'm really considering keeping it in all the episodes over the coming weeks for the festive season. That's how big of a fan of Christmas I am. And if you are too, and if you're loving the jingle, let me know. Send me a DM, or even better, leave a review and rating on the podcast and mention the jingle. As you might have guessed from that intro, obviously today's episode is all about the festive season, and we're going to talk about navigating nutrition over Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, all of these fun times. Such a busy time of year, full of events, socializing, drinks out, food. And with that comes a little bit of, you know, fear around weight gain, I guess, for a lot of people, or fear around undoing their progress over the previous months. So today we're going to talk about how to maintain your progress over Christmas and some strategies around nutrition and how to approach the festive season so that you can maintain your progress, make progress, or at least not undo your results of the year. So I think this is going to be an important episode for many of you who have a little bit of fear around the holidays, because maybe in previous years you would have gone a bit overboard. And let me ask you a few questions actually before we begin. How many times have you told yourself you'll take it easier this Christmas or Thanksgiving? Because I know a lot of you are listening in the US, and I actually just realized that today is Thanksgiving. So this might be a timely episode if you listen to it in time, I guess, before Thanksgiving dinner. So how many times have you told yourself that you will not overdo it on the food and drinks at Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner, yet gone overboard all the same? Or how many times have you told yourself you'll start eating healthy in the new year so that you can enjoy eating and drinking as much as you want over the holidays, and basically just go hell for leather with food and drinks and deal with it in the new year? The festive season is a time when many people decide to adopt a fuck it attitude with the intention of starting afresh in the new year. And this is not the way to go. Remember, Christmas and Thanksgiving, they're just one day. They're not an entire month. Don't fall into the trap of seeing December as a free-for-all that you'll deal with in the new year. Weight gain over the festive season is actually pretty well studied and is the main component of many people's weight gain for an entire year. Yes, you heard that right. The weight gained over Christmas is actually greater than the weight gained across the entire year for most people. Many people will put on about a half a kilo to 1.5 kilos over the festive season. And the problem is they don't tend to fully lose that weight over the next year. It often hangs around. Then the next festive season comes and there's a little bit more body fat gain. Then next thing, you're in your 30s and you start to ask yourself questions like, is my metabolism slowing down? What happened? I used to lose weight so easily. Is this it? Am I getting old? No, no, and no. Each year you overate and drank too much at Christmas and New Year, you would have accumulated maybe 1 to 2 kilos of body fat, which is fairly imperceptible to the human eye, but it does add up over the years if you haven't lost it the following year. So then 7, 8, 9 years later, you're carrying 5 to 10 kilos more body fat than you were when you were 21. So what's the trick here? How do we overcome this and how do we prevent this happening? Well, the trick is to leave the festive season at around the same body weight you went in at and still enjoy yourself, party, eat delicious food, and don't be too restricted. That is definitely my motto, and I am all about enjoying all the best food that the Christmas season has to offer, especially when I'm able to go home to Ireland for Christmas, because I love a wintry Christmas and the ham and the turkey and all of that delicious food. So I think it's really important to understand that you don't have to, you know, avoid all of these foods. You can absolutely enjoy them. You can absolutely enjoy going out for drinks. You can be more social. You can do all of these things over the Christmas season and over the festive season and still, you know, maintain your results or maybe even make some progress. I have some clients who like to continue dieting right up to Christmas, and I've spoken with a lot of my clients now in the last week or two about what we're doing over Christmas and New Year, what plans are and goals are for the new year. And I think you should start thinking about doing that with your coach as well. Think about, you know, what approach you want to take when it comes to Christmas and the new year, and start talking now about goals for January, because with all of my clients, we're already making plans for January so that we have something in mind, we have some goals in mind to look forward to, and we have a strategy in place for Christmas and New Year. So with some clients, they'll want to diet right up to Christmas because they're making good progress at the moment. They have momentum, and it's easier to keep dieting when you have that momentum and you're seeing the numbers come down week after week. And then they will take some time at maintenance over Christmas and New Year's and will bring calories back up. Other clients, they're looking at their calendar and thinking, I have too many events coming up over the next, you know, 4 to 5 weeks. And I would actually just rather press pause on fat loss and set some goals for body composition in January. And right now move to maintenance and practice being at maintenance and practice having some untracked days over that period of time. And there are so many different approaches we can take. And I think it's really important to understand that. And I think for a lot of you listening, you know, understanding that there are extra social occasions and more temptation than normal this time of year. So for most people, it is probably not an ideal time to diet. However, it is a really, really good time to focus on maintaining your weight and practice eating in moderation and practice restraint, which is something I always work on with my clients over the holiday period. It's not about restricting and removing foods. It's about enjoying all the foods that are there, but just practicing a bit more restraint if you want to stay within, you know, your maintenance calorie range and maintain your progress and feel good coming out the other end of the Christmas period as well. So I think for most people, bringing your calories up to maintenance, practicing the healthy habits you've built over the last few months, enjoying some flexibility, training hard, and then if you have a body composition goal, you can start setting some goals for January and start talking to your coach about that now. This is something I'm really big on. Like, I always find that the clients that I take on in November, December, and we put a plan in place for January, they feel so much more confident going into the festive period because we actually chat about what approach they can take now before starting coaching in January to ensure that they're feeling good over Christmas, they're starting to apply some healthy habits, they're starting to understand nutrition a bit more, and they're just feeling better about themselves coming into January and then ready to get started because we'll have already put a plan in place where they're ready to hit the ground running when it comes to the 3rd or the 4th of January. And, you know, instead of trying to figure it all out yourself at that point, you know, and have the confidence that you have a coach on your team working with you to ensure that 2022 is going to be the way to go. So with that being said, before I get into talking about, you know, what we're going to do and what strategies are really good to employ over the Christmas period in order to ensure that you're feeling good about nutrition, you're feeling good about yourself and so on, I just wanted to say, if you are interested in inquiring about one-on-one coaching for the new year, now is the time to do it, because I have opened up a waitlist for January right now. Meaning that if you apply in November, December, we'll actually set up a free call already in these next few weeks to chat about how you're going to approach Christmas and New Year's, what your start date is going to be in January, and what the approach is that we'll take come January 3rd. So you're feeling super confident and you're feeling ready to crush those New Year's goals rather than scrambling to get some last minute places in January. So I'll pop the link below for that waitlist so that you can get on board, and let's get into talking about some of my biggest tips for the Christmas season. And one of the biggest tips I can give you before we get into talking about them at all is to just apply moderation and see every meal as a new opportunity to improve by 1%. So that means not letting one slip up derail you. Just make a better choice next time. See each meal as a new opportunity. Now, I think I've got about 7 or 8 tips and strategies here to share with you guys. But before I get into each of those, I wanted to just first tackle the idea of stress and anxiety around food at Christmas, because eating around the holidays can be a huge source of stress for many people. You might be feeling stressed out by fear of ruining progress by overeating, anxiety about comments from family members on your weight and food choices if you're overweight, and uncertainty about what foods are good or bad. And these can all take the fun out of the season. So for any of you who need to hear it today, I want to say it's okay to eat whatever foods you enjoy. eating an extra cookie or three, or having a few drinks, or taking some of everything at dinner will not ruin your progress, okay? You've made really good progress throughout the year. You've built really healthy habits. I want you to start to trust yourself a bit more around nutrition and around food to start applying those healthy habits yourself over the Christmas season, while also enjoying the food and just practicing a little bit of restraint and moderation when it comes to those food choices. So here are some of my top tips for eating around the holidays. Now we're going to go into some tips for eating around the holidays, and then at the end of the podcast I'm going to talk about the period leading up to Christmas and social events and so on and how to navigate those. But I think especially over the holidays, and I know a lot of you listening are in America, so you've got Thanksgiving coming up very soon, and then obviously we have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Day. All of these events are quite food focused, I guess. And I think the biggest thing to keep in mind is memories over macros. Take the focus away from food. Focus on spending time with family and loved ones, creating memories and sharing moments together. And yeah, I do acknowledge that food is a massive part of family gatherings and traditions, but I think after 2019 and 2020, the pandemic, we now recognize it's more important than ever to connect with loved ones. So don't let your food anxiety get in the way of that, and put family and friends and spending time with loved ones first. Don't let fear of food stop you from enjoying the holiday season and enjoying being around your family. And also know that it's okay to establish boundaries with family and friends. If you know you're somebody that's quite conscious of their weight and you've been trying to lose weight for a while, and if someone, you know, tries to bring up your food choices, you can say something like, I would rather we didn't talk about food, let's talk about something else. It doesn't have to center around, you know, how you're feeling about your body image or food. And I think that's super important for people that are feeling that bit, little bit more conscious of where they're at over the holiday. And as I said, the biggest thing really at Christmas time is being present and being there with family and friends and not letting your food stress get in the way. Food is a secondary thing, you know. Being present and sharing time with friends and family is the most important thing about the holiday season. So please put that first and create those memories, enjoy the food and be present. Secondly, allow yourself some untracked days or eat at maintenance. I personally think nobody in their right mind should be tracking their calories and macros on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and you should not be opening MyFitnessPal in those few days in the least. And I think over the Christmas period, I always advise clients to take some untracked days and take some time at maintenance. If you've been dieting for the previous few weeks or few months, it could be a great time to chat to your coach now about taking a diet break at Christmas and spending a week or so at maintenance. I'm a big fan of untracked days over the holidays, which allows my clients to practice the healthy habits they built, learn to trust their body's hunger signals, and develop some more freedom and flexibility around food, and just really put everything into practice that we have learned over the previous months. Because when I'm working with clients, it's all about building habits and creating better habits. And there's no point in building these habits if you have to rely on MyFitnessPal to tell you what to eat and what not to eat. You should be able to start to navigate things yourself and start to learn a bit more about food by tracking it, so that you can move to a stage where you don't have to track your food and you don't have to rely on an app to tell you whether there is a certain amount of calories in that food or whether there's a certain amount of protein. You should have developed a bit more knowledge around food to be able to trust yourself to make those decisions, and you should be able to lean in a bit more to your own appetite and hunger signals as well and start to use those to guide your hunger and your fullness. And I think that's super, super important. That's a great benefit of actually having untracked days. And untracked days are something that I do with a lot of clients after they have reached their goal and when they're at maintenance, and when they have learned what it is like to eat at maintenance and they understand the amount of food they should be eating. I like to bring in an untracked day, you know, once a week, twice a week, depending on what the person is capable of and feels comfortable with, because it really helps you to develop a better relationship with food, build in more flexibility in your diet, and start to trust yourself more that you now have the knowledge to make good food choices. You know how to build a good plate of a meal, and you know what that should look like. So next point then is, and it's something I've mentioned before, you never have to earn your food or make up for anything you ate. Don't save up all day so that you can have more cookies at night. Instead, focus on getting balanced meals with carbs, color, and protein, as well as snacks if you need them throughout the day. Most holiday foods can fit into this anyway, and for the foods that don't, it's all about practicing restraint instead of restriction. So learn how to just eat things in moderation. There are going to be lots of foods around that you want to try, and that is totally fine. You can do that. And it's more about understanding that, you know, you can have the piece of cake and you don't have to eat the entire like three or four slices that are in front of you just because they're there on the table. You can just have one slice and savor it and taste it and, you know, really enjoy that food and enjoy whatever else is there and just practice a bit of restraint around those foods. It doesn't mean cutting them out completely. And that ties in with my next point, which is avoid the guilt trip. Making the choice to enjoy your favorite holiday treats should make you feel good, not guilty or shameful. Like I said earlier, a few days of eating less than healthy won't ruin your progress. So enjoy those foods and move on with your day. Don't forget to listen to your body. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. You can always go back for more later if you feel like it. And I think that's super important. You know, the food that you're enjoying on Christmas Day is still going to be there on Boxing Day and it's still probably going to be there the day after or an entire week after because we have so much food at Christmas time. So you don't have to go ham on the food on Christmas Day because you're never going to see it again because the food will be there tomorrow. So remind yourself of that. You can have, you know, a normal size portion and you can have more the next day or you can go back for seconds if you desire. So it's about, you know, making a choice and owning your decisions, okay? And that's really, really important. And that's my next point. If you do overindulge or overeat, recognize that you made that choice and then move on. Don't let it slip over into several days or weeks of overindulging. Just own it and move on from it and avoid that guilt trip because that's not going to help you at all. Next point then is eat mindfully. Enjoy your food, eat slowly and mindfully. You will get the same enjoyment out of one piece of Christmas cake as you would by eating five or six slices. Savor every mouthful instead of scoffing the whole thing in one go. Next is listen to your body. Be aware of fullness signals, as I mentioned earlier. Stop eating when you start to feel full. The food will still be there tomorrow. You don't have to eat it all. Next, I have written a little bit about healthifying. So healthifying recipes is a big trend right now, which you probably see all over Instagram. And this is great if you have cookies every single day, but hopefully most of us don't because there are a lot healthier foods you could be having. But with holiday foods that tend to come around a few times per year, make them the way your grandma used to. Enjoy the rich flavors. Use real sugar. Use butter. Balancing these foods with nutrient-dense options will help keep you fueled while still being able to enjoy them. And I think that is important. You don't have to always go for the sugar-free or light option, especially at Christmas time. Make the real foods and enjoy them with your family and then build the rest of your meals around nutrient-dense options so you're getting lots of vitamins and minerals and all those good things to help your body feel healthy and feel energized over the Christmas season as well. Now, finally, I want to talk about social events and parties with food and alcohol, because I think that's going to be a big one coming up over, you know, the final few weeks of November and into December. A lot of people are going to have Christmas parties coming up, Christmas events. Every weekend is a bit jam-packed from here on in. So if you're dieting, you can still make progress in the next month. It is not a time to feel like you have to give up or wait until the new year. Or even if you're thinking about, you know, starting a little bit of a health kick now before Christmas because you want to feel and look amazing on Christmas Day, you totally can. You still can make some progress in these few weeks. So I think that's important to understand as well. And I think the best way to look at social events and parties with food and alcohol is understanding your calorie budget, okay? Every day you have a calorie budget. Essentially, food is going to take from this budget and alcohol is too. If you have an event or social gathering which is going to include both food and alcohol, then budget wisely during the day so that you have food that is more, we'll say, cost effective to get the most bang for your buck and will help you save extra calories for later. Because often when we have an event or a party, there's going to be richer food. There's going to be a lot more alcohol. You know, it's quite easy to go over your calories and go overboard, kind of like we talked about in the episode where we talk about weekends ruining your progress. You can make progress while still going to these events if you're smart about your choices leading up to that. So that means, you know, earlier in the day, having really healthy meals where I talk about, you know, just making sure you're getting protein, you're getting fiber, you're getting lots of color on your plate, and you're maybe going for just foods and choices for your meals that are a bit leaner and a bit lower in calories to allow you extra calories for a big event or a party coming up that afternoon if you're going to be having lots of food and drinks. And that will ensure that you're still able to make progress over these coming weeks coming up until Christmas and not, you know, put in all that hard work at the during the week and then undo it by going to events and parties at the weekend. And I think the biggest thing is when pairing food and drinks, you don't want to go hard or go home on both. Instead, make a calorie choice with one or the other. And often you can make really good choices, you know, with regards to both of these. You know, you can make good choices with your food. You can make good choices with your drinks. Drinks will very easily take you over your calories on the day. So that's the one that I would say is worth being a bit more mindful on, because cocktails, as delicious and all as they are often going to cost you about 300, 400 calories a pop. So if you're drinking cocktails all night, that is definitely going to send you well over your calorie budget. And a simple, better choice will impact your day significantly. So when it comes to food, understand the more calorie dense choices, for example, nuts, cheeses, fatty meats, pastries, and desserts. And then with alcohol, just be aware of, as I said, cocktails and sugary drinks, really. We often, you know, look for like the best option when it comes to alcohol. And I think that's a good idea because like there are options you can go for when you're drinking that are going to be much lower in calories and are going to save you those calories that you could be potentially eating, and including more delicious food. So I'm a big fan of eating calories rather than drinking them anyway. I'm not sure if you guys are, but here are some options anyway I've listed that would be good if you want to go for lower calorie drinks. So vodka and diet soda will be about 65 calories a glass. A standard wine is about 125 calories a glass. A sparkling wine is even lower than that. It's around 90 to 100 calories. Or you could go for JD and Diet Coke, which is about 75 calories a glass. And then with the beers over here in Australia, Pure Blonde and Hans Super Dry are generally the two lower calorie ones. And there are some low carb beers as well that are around, you know, maybe 120 calories a bottle. So final point on this then would be to pre-plan the day. Alcohol hasn't got any protein and also is likely to be higher in calories or equivalent to a meal. So you want to really make sure that your other meals in the day are high in protein and low in calories. So things like having maybe a big veggie omelette, you know, having some yogurts, or having even like a snack before you were to go out, so you're not going to your event starving. So maybe just bringing something like a protein bar in your bag so your protein is going to be hit for the day. And then also ensuring that you're meeting your fiber intake. So suggestions on that will be including more vegetables throughout the day, ensuring that you're going for wholemeal options when it comes to breads and grains, and then, you know, having some legumes and beans maybe if you're going to have salads. And that way you're going to be feeling nourished, feeling satisfied in those meals, and you're going to have more calories left over for those events and parties where you're going to have food and drinks catered that are going to be probably quite a bit higher in calories, and you still want to be able to enjoy a few drinks and enjoy some finger foods, some nibbles, or, you know, a meal out. So hopefully those tips help. I think the biggest thing is, like, obviously coming up to Christmas, apply what I said here about, you know, making better choices when it comes to alcohol and events. But when it comes to Christmas itself, or even, I know a lot of you listening are in America, so you've got Thanksgiving coming up quite a lot sooner than that. I think that's a day that would be a fantastic day to have an untracked day and just be present, be mindful, enjoy the food, savor it, you know, make some good choices, practice restraint around the foods that are maybe the less healthier options, but still enjoy them and don't restrict yourself completely. And I think that same message then goes for Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Day, all of those special days that we do have a lot more foods available to us, and, you know, chocolates over the Christmas season and things like that. You want to still be able to enjoy them and not feel guilty. And I think that's the bottom line. So I hope that has been helpful to you guys. If you enjoyed the episode, as always, please let me know by either leaving a review on Apple iTunes or taking a screenshot and sharing it to Instagram and tagging me at ActivelyIFA, and you can tag the podcast at empowerher.fitness. I love hearing from you guys about which episodes you've enjoyed the most, and I will speak to you guys in the next episode.